Madame Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, the crisis, unemployment and poverty, words we have heard more often than we have ever wanted and predicted. But the question is, what is ahead? Is the worst still to come, when so many people already lost their jobs, when so many households lose their financial stability? Recovery and growth with decent work sound like a promise and hope. However, a new wave of the financial crisis related to the public debt raises doubts concerning the economic growth, which determines the increase in employment and progress in combating poverty. The basic growth indicators, including GDP and employment rate, remain at a relatively high level in my country, in Poland, also during the crisis. But as we all know, the crisis is not over. Lessons have to be taken on a daily basis. What can we learn from each other? What can we learn from the crisis? How to manage the crisis? How to save our values under such extreme conditions? It is, in our view, it is essential to diagnose the process we are participating in. It gives us a chance to manage the crisis properly. We need pragmatism in actions, adequacy, but also innovation in measures applied, balance between short-term actions and strategic objectives, taking into account the fact that any crisis usually heralds a change. This is one of many reasons why the document presented by Director General is so important and valuable. The current crisis revealed that regardless of the origins of the crisis, all its consequences finally lead to the labor market. In fact, it is the quality and level of employment, access to healthcare and the quality of social security that are affected by economic growth or recession. This lesson, an importance of new social policy, which presents the challenge of professional activity of all social groups, is especially important. We believe that keeping positive rate of economic growth and reducing the increase in deficit and state debt at the same time are of the crucial importance as far as anti-crisis measures are considered. Another lesson from the crisis, the importance of social dialogue. I have to confess that a vast majority of solutions implemented in Poland, which are aimed not only at mitigating the current consequences of the crisis, but also achieving strategic objectives, has their origins in our dialogue with social partners, carried out in Poland, especially within the Tripartite Commission. In my country, one of the most important long-term challenges ahead, 20 years after the beginning of social and economic transition, is defining the direction of development for decades to come. That is why, even in the middle of the crisis, our government, together with social partners, initiated a public debate on strategic development goals by announcing the document Poland 2030 Development Challenges. It analyzes 10 most important challenges for the country to be addressed in the two approaching decades. Demographic challenges, high professional activity and adaptability of labor resources, knowledge-based economy, and development in intellectual capital. The improvement of social cohesion and the increase of social capital are also high on the priority list. The document presents 5 key factors to help us to address the challenges: creating conditions for investment growth, increasing professional activity and mobility, developing productivity and innovations, efficient regional and social diffusion, and supporting social capital and state efficiency. Madam Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, this session of International Labour Conference is another evidence of the role of ILO within the international community, in particular as regards anti-crisis actions and, hopefully, post-crisis recovery. The Global Jobs Pact gained international recognition. It is considered a valuable resource of measures to address employment and social security. The ILO engages also in shaping a new future of fair globalization. The efforts to prioritize employment growth merit our support and implementation. Thank you for your attention.